From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Donald Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy that former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said Wednesday that after consultation with my generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. He wrote, "Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory and cannot be burdened with the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender in the military would entail." His statements drew an immediate rebuke from a leading group supporting transgender rights. Human Rights Campaign President Chad Griffin said, "I know transgender service members and vets who have done more to serve their country than Donald Trump has in his entire life." The United States announced new sanctions Wednesday against 13 individuals connected to the Venezuelan government and state oil company in an effort designed to dissuade President Nicolas Maduro from implementing a controversial constitutional assembly. A senior official administration, individuals targeted included high-ranking current and former officials connected to the Maduro regime, including two cabinet ministers, the National Elections Director, the Vice President of Finance for the state-run oil company, and the country's army and police chiefs, among others. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Russia's deputy